Hello everyone, I'm Liesl Schillinger, and welcome to the Thalia Book Club Book Discussion Series. Tonight we'll be discussing Amor Towles' latest novel, A Gentleman in Moscow, which came out in September and became an instant bestseller. For those of you who've never been to the Book Club Discussion Series before, tonight's event will include a conversation between me and Amor, as well as a reading from A Gentleman in Moscow by the actor Boyd Gaines. At about 8:30, I will invite you to join the conversation and ask questions. Please be sure to turn off your cell phones. So before Boyd reads a selection from this beautiful novel, I wanted to tell you in the audience something about my weird Russian connection to Amor that he doesn't know about. Amor and I were both at Yale but didn't know each other then at all. But literature has been throwing him my way. It's like fate, sudba in the Russian expression. And we met a few years ago through a friend who is now in my book club. And soon after that, the Times asked me to review, and I didn't even know him, I just knew that he existed, you know. I heard of him because she was so fond of him. And the Times had me review his first novel, which came out in 2011, and I hope many of you have read it. It's called The Rules of Civility. And it's about dashing. And it's about young people in New York in 1938 who are inventing themselves during the Great Depression with a lot of imagination and a lot of verve, and it's recalled in retrospect from about 1966. And the heroine of that novel is a woman named Katie Content, or actually Katya Content, so there's already the little Russian link there. And she's an American, Russian-American, born in Brighton Beach with Russian parents. She gets a job in publishing and then moves to Condé Nast, and it's her kind of Russian connection that gets her in the door of publishing. Well, so I'm the child of Russian professors and ended up at Condé Nast. And so I read this novel and I'm like, what does this have to do with me? Well, and so I'm discovering in the pages of his first novel, my drab, quick, exhausting, hurried, overworked life at Condé Nast in New York with this Russophilia going on, redrawn through fantasy in this man's novel, and all the things that I'm just like, oh yes, we'll meet at the King Cole bar. Well, Katya's doing that, and I'm realizing, okay, there's one way of seeing your life. One is, it's just your schedule and you're doing things. The other thing is, this is a marvelous story, isn't it? And sort of to cap it, at the end of that novel, or late in the novel, Katya goes to a wasp's Adirondacks retreat. And I actually have family friends who have one of those, even though I'm from Indiana. So I got effortfully 7 hours north near the Canada border, and we're on the boat getting to the island in the lake, and this lady who's in the family says, oh, Liesl, have you read this wonderful book my book club is going to be reading? It's called The Rules of Civility. And I said, actually. Well, so the first time I really got to know Amor was when the woman who's my friend, who's in my book club, brought Amor to our book club to discuss The Rules of Civility with us. And so I felt that, you know, I'm a book critic, which is like being an ornithologist, and all of a sudden we had a bird in our midst. It was extremely exciting. And so I was so happy when I was asked to come here tonight and talk with him about his new book, which is called A Gentleman in Moscow. And Amor and I had discussions about whether it should be Moscow in the British way or Moscow, but I'm just going to call it Moscow, although in Russian it's Moskva, just so you know. But this book, I'm assuming that you've probably read it because it came out in September. And we'll talk more specifically about Amor and the book and its magic after Boyd Gaines has read a selection from the book. But I wanted to tell Amor one other thing that he doesn't know, which is, he is yet again recasting my life through fable far more magical than it was in my case, because I lived for a while in Moscow in the 90s, and he doesn't know this, but I lived in a drab Stalin bloc workers' corpus on the fringe of town, an hour out. Like, this is like Yonkers, it was so far. And every day I had to come in and work at this magazine office.